Aya Nakamura, Franco-Malian singer, set to perform at the Paris Olympics opening ceremony on Friday, July 26, continues her meteoric rise in global music. As the most listened to French-speaking singer in the world, with 7 billion streams, Franco-Malian artist Aya Nakamura is set to perform at the opening ceremony of the Paris Olympics. This opportunity solidifies her meteoric rise in the music industry, which began in earnest in 2018 with her hit single Jaja. This track has now surpassed 970 million views on YouTube. Since its release, Jaja has crossed the borders of France, reaching number one on the charts in the Netherlands, a feat not achieved by a French-produced artist since Edith Piaf's Non, J.E.N.E. Regret Rain in 1961. The rest of the world soon followed suit, embracing Nakamura's unique sound and style. Aya Nakamura's participation in the Olympic ceremony was reported by French media, sparking reactions across the spectrum. Despite some controversy, including a derogatory banner displayed by a small group along the Seine, Nakamura has maintained her focus and composure. On her social media, she addressed her critics head-on, questioning their motives. "I become a number one state issue, and that's what bothers you. What do I owe you? Nothing." Her support network includes influential figures like Alain Vail, head of Warner Music France, who defends her on social media. "Great artists break norms, challenge us, and shape culture. Hatred and racism will not stop us." He highlighted her achievements, including 7 billion streams worldwide and her status as the most streamed French female artist globally for the past 5 years. Aya Nakamura's impact is further underscored by 3 sold-out shows at the Accor Arena in Paris, each selling out in just 20 minutes. Alexander Lash, head of the National Syndicate of Phonographic Publishing, SNEP, also praised her. "Aya Nakamura tops sales in 46 countries and is a key instrument of French soft power. These undeserved controversies won't change that." Born in Bamako and raised in Aulnay-sous-Bois after her family moved from Mali, Aya Nakamura's rise to fame was far from predetermined. Coming from a family of griots, West African poets, musicians, and storytellers, she abandoned her fashion studies to pursue music. Her ability to capture the zeitgeist and creatively play with the French language propelled her to stardom. After her debut album, Journal in Time in 2017, Aya Nakamura's career skyrocketed with the release of Nakamura in 2018, a name inspired by a character from the American TV series Heroes. This was followed by Aya in 2020 and DNK in 2023, the latter letters representing her surname, Danioko. In a 2020 interview with AFP, she explained that her music consistently explores themes of love in all its forms. Her melodies blend various influences, from Zouk to Puerto Rican rhythms. "I imposed my musical universe, and that's what I'm most proud of. I make the music I love, even if people want to categorize me," she said. Singing in French hasn't limited her global appeal. She has appeared on the giant screens of Times Square in New York, made Madonna's children dance, as seen on the pop icon's social media, and participated in a show within the video game Fortnite, alongside other global superstars like Travis Scott and Neymar. Her upcoming performance at the Olympic opening ceremony, adorned in a Dior gown, will be another shining addition to her already illustrious resume.